Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
In these winter months, consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Cruise Radio Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Passford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check us out online at cruiseradio.net.
On this show from the UK and Miles Morgan Travel, Mr. Miles Morgan, to talk about this chartered Titanic cruise to kind of celebrate the anniversary. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's got a couple of them, and they've gotten like worldwide press, CNN, Today Show, all this stuff. So we'll be talking to him in a few minutes.
Yep.
We'll also get a review from listener Chris Harms on Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas.
And from cruiselaw.com, we'll check in with maritime attorney Jim Walker. But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Matt.
Hey,
Happy
man.
New Year.
Disney Fantasy floated out over the weekend over in Europe. Now, for the listeners that don't know, what does floated out mean? And now that she's in the water, what next?
Well, she was in dry dock where she was being assembled indoors in Papenburg, Germany, at the Meyerwerft yard. First time they filled up the tank, and they pulled her out, and it's a girl. It's a 130,000 ton, beautiful baby girl, and they've named her Disney Fantasy. She has 1,250 cabins for 2,500 passengers, 4,000 full, and she's a beauty. The ship is going to do a few little tests and tribulations here. She gets floated up the River Ems in Germany, where she'll be completed. Disney takes delivery of her on February the 9th. And, you know, then she's heading over to the U.S., and she's tentatively scheduled to be in the Big Apple up there in New York on February 28th until March 2nd, and her very first sailing is March 31st.
Get that media exposure in New York, huh?
Yeah, that's a nice place because it'll certainly pave the way.
Hell yeah.
For when Disney Magic arrives.
MSC Poesia ran aground off the coast of Grand Bahama Island. What can you tell us about this?
Well, what's interesting, on Saturday morning about 6:30 a.m., the Poesia's passengers were alerted to a major grounding. The ship struck a reef and was completely... the front end of the ship was literally sticking out of the water, according to reports. You know, the ship was in 15 feet of water when it needed 26, and it took high tide and four tugs to release her. But thankfully, none of the passengers were hurt. And as of this point, we were told that the ship itself didn't sustain any damage, but you can bet the farm that reef took a hit.
Yeah, those locals are pissed about that.
Yeah, they're not happy, and there's actually some excellent video of the ship that includes underwater video of the Poesia in the reef. And where's that, Matt?
Cruiseradio.net.
Oh, that's a great place to go.
Does this happen to ships often?
No, it's very, very rare. And just like, you know, a pleasure boat, you know, when you get into a certain depth, I mean, alarms and whistles start going off, you know, on a 24-foot boat. So can you imagine a 965-foot boat, what must have been going on at the bridge, you know, at the time that the ship was getting into such shallow water? How in the world could this have happened? I just don't understand it.
All right. Now, I kind of pride myself on being a gadget freak, but I haven't heard of this, a 5D theater. Carnival announced a new 5D theater aboard the upcoming Carnival Breeze. Is this a first on a cruise ship?
Well, I guess you could say it's a first, but it still sounds like it's 4D because, you know, you've got a 3D theater and they're adding...
Smell-o-vision?
Water and, you know, taste and smell.
Gotcha.
To movement. So the seats will be essentially moving, which they're thinking that's the fifth dimension.
Well, it certainly sounds cool, whatever it is.
Royal Caribbean has pulled Vision of the Seas out of Europe and back to the U.S. market for later this year. Is this showing signs of weakness over there?
Well, I think evidently it is, Doug. They were planning to keep it out there, and instead they made the move to have 19 essentially 15 Caribbean sailings and 4 Panama Canal sailings. And some of the itineraries may be reminiscent of their sister company, Azamara Club Cruises, because they really want to be able to allow their passengers to immerse themselves into the various destinations and do some different itineraries where I think for one of the few times, St. Vincent is going to be on a major cruise itinerary.
Hey, where's the ship going to? Fort Lauderdale?
It'll be in Port Everglades to satisfy their minimum requirements.
Stuart, you stimulate the senses like cucumber melon lotion from Victoria's Secret.
Isn't that nice?
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Better send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
Yeah.
Cruise One.
Each episode, we give you Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. From January 17th through February 6th, revelers around the world will be celebrating the Chinese New Year as they welcome in the Year of the Dragon, the Chinese Zodiac's most powerful sign. Without a doubt, many ports around the world will be recognizing the event, but if you're cruising to or from Hong Kong, consider yourself lucky, because the city will be ushering in the 2012 Chinese New Year with its largest celebration yet.
On January 23rd, the first official day of the New Year, Hong Kong will host the world-renowned Cathay Pacific International Chinese New Year's Night Parade, which features extravagant floats, traditional entertainers, and premier performance groups from around the world.
For more info, go to discoverhongkong.com. From Miles Morgan Travel in the UK, Miles Morgan, welcome to Cruise Radio, Miles.
Thank you very much.
First off, tell us how the Titanic cruises came about.
I've got some travel agencies down in the southwest of England, and 5 years ago, a gentleman came into one of those shops and was talking about a cruise like this. Nothing came of that, but I thought the idea was great, and spoke to some Titanic experts and some descendants from people that were aboard, and everybody seemed to think it was a good idea. So I spent the next 18 months trying to find myself a cruise ship to do it. And if you like, the rest is history almost.
And what are the dates?
We've got two departures. We've got a sailing from Southampton that's leaving on the 8th of April this year. And we've got another sailing going from New York that's leaving on the 10th of April, which is the same day that Titanic left.
I'm curious, how are the family members of the deceased passengers responding to this?
No, the opposite. You know, the customers that I speak to who had descendants aboard have all pretty much said they can't think of any better way to commemorate their loved ones than to be at the site at that sort of magical time almost, if you like. So everybody's really looking forward to the cruise.
Tell us more about the one out of New York.
Okay, the one out of New York then is going on the 10th, which is the same day that Titanic left. It's cruising up to Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is where the Fairlawn cemeteries are, the scene of the graves of quite a lot of the people that perished. We'll obviously have a tour around there before then setting sail off to be over the site for the night of the 14th and 15th, where we're holding a memorial service over the site at that time, before we cruise back to New York. The ship is the Azamara Journey, which, for those that know, is a fantastic cruise ship. And we've got some fantastic lecturers on board talking about Titanic for the whole eight-night duration, so it promises to be a real super trip.
Is this the exact course of Titanic?
The ship sailing from Southampton is following a pretty much a similar route to Titanic.
Right.
But that ship is full. That one actually sold out 18 months ago, because that one's been on sale for, almost 5 years now, whereas the one from the U.S., from New York, has only been on sale since the summer.
What was the menu? What were some of the food items on the original menu and the entertainment, for that matter?
As far as the food's concerned, you'd be surprised. It's quite basic fare, to be honest. Nothing particularly flash or modern, just normal traditional food. So no surprises there. With the entertainment, we will have some people that will form, if you like, the Titanic Band, which is quite a famous thing from back those days. And they will be playing music from the era. So we will have some music from the era going on as part of the entertainment in the evening.
Very good. Very good. Now, if anybody wants to book this or find out more info, then go to titanicmemorialcruise.co.uk, correct?
That's right. Or titanicmemorialcruise.com. Either will take them to the same place.
Gotcha. Very good. Very good. From Miles Morgan Travel over there in England. Miles Morgan, thanks so much for talking to us and all the info.
Great. Thanks for your interest in the cruise.
From CruiseLaw.com, maritime attorney Jim Walker joins us once again. Welcome back to Cruise Radio, counselor.
Thanks, Matt, and thanks, Doug.
This past Friday, Dateline NBC ran a report, kind of a follow-up to the disappearance of George Allen Smith back in 2005 on Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas. And there, it seems like there was really no new light shed except for they were tossing around theories that his death was possibly a robbery gone bad.
Yeah, Matt, I was looking forward to the program. It was on 10 o'clock on Friday. I had the popcorn out and we were watching it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it was really pretty much a retread of everything that we knew going on 6.5 years earlier. You know, there are been four men who were last seen with George Smith in his cabin between 4 and 4:30 in the morning. Greg Rosenberg, his brother Zach Rosenberg, Rusty Kaufman, those three have been referred to as the Russians, but they're really Americans, and then a 20-year-old college student, Josh Askin. And it was like being in a time warp and going back in time and listening to everything that was being discussed on Larry King and Rita Cosby and Joe Scarborough. There was really nothing new at all, unfortunately.
For those who don't know, George Allen Smith and his wife at the time were on their honeymoon. I mean, they were freshly married. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I could have sworn I saw some report saying that the wife was kind of quick to move on from all this tragedy.
Well, she was 100% cooperative with the efforts of the FBI, and that didn't receive much coverage initially. She was given a polygraph. Imagine losing your soulmate in the first 10 days of your marriage. She was distraught, disoriented in a foreign port in Kusadasi, Turkey. But she came back to the United States, cooperated fully, passed this FBI polygraph, and tried to assist the FBI in finding out what happened. Now, that was a night of a lot of drinking, and that's clearly established. George Smith, the four other men, and Jennifer were all drinking a great deal. At the time he went overboard, she was unconscious on the other side of the ship and really didn't have any useful information whatsoever to explain how and why her husband disappeared from their cabin.
So is the case over, or is the FBI still looking into this?
Well, if you ask the FBI, and the last time, Matt, you interviewed me was a year ago, and I told you then, we had an open and active investigation by the FBI. So if you ask the FBI, they say they're still investigating this.
Yeah.
But what's not being discussed is that a grand jury convened several years ago to consider indictments against some of the men last seen with George Smith. They returned no indictments. So we have no new information on a case where a grand jury couldn't return any indictments against anyone. And it remains a mystery.
So thank you, Dateline NBC, for a slow news day and rehashing an old story.
Well, it's just the same news over and over and over. People
right.
forget what happened 5-6 years later, and they came out with something that I think they over-centralized. And, there you have it.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks, Doug.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now, tripinsurance.com. We've talked to this guy before. He's Chris Harms of CruisersConnect.com. Recently sailed on a 9-night aboard Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas. Welcome back to Cruise Radio, Chris.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Matt. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, you took a 9-night on Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas out of Fort Lauderdale. How was the embarkation out of there?
It was great. You know, they built Terminal 18 back in 2009 for the Oasis class of ships. And, you know, when they built the terminal, Royal Caribbean guaranteed, you know, passengers to be from shore to ship in under 30 minutes, and I can guarantee that was the case when I boarded the Allure on Christmas Day.
And your first impressions of the Allure?
Wow.
Kind of overwhelming.
I mean, we boarded the ship on Deck 5 in the Royal Promenade, which is really the heart of the Allure of the Seas. And, you know, for a first-time cruiser, a veteran cruiser, I mean, you're just blown away by just the size. And, you know, there's a glass canopy on the ceiling that overlooks up to Central Park and, you know, up into the sky and just the sunlight that comes in. And, you know, just all the different entertainment options. And, you know, the Rising Tide Bar, which is a moving bar that goes from the Royal Promenade up to Central Park. You know, the fountains and everything like that in the Royal Promenade when you board the ship, I mean, just is enough to, you know, almost bring you down to your knees to imagine that this is on a cruise ship.
Tell us about all those public areas, Chris.
Well, see, there's 7 different neighborhoods aboard the Allure of the Seas. And, you know, I have to say my favorite one was Boardwalk. I mean, it's hard to decide what my favorite one was, but my favorite was Boardwalk just because when you walk out, I mean, the entire aft end of the ship is opened up to what Royal Caribbean calls the Aqua Theater, which is home to these different aqua shows. There's one called Oceanaria, and there's another one called Let You Entertain Me, which is a Madagascar-themed show. And you have in the boardwalk area, there's the Boardwalk Doghouse, where you can pick up a hot dog or a brat. You also have, Rita's Cantina, a nice little Mexican restaurant, great atmosphere on the boardwalk. And on some days, you have a family festival with, you know, hosted by Adventure Ocean staff with, you know, different games and stuff. And, it's a nice, you know, Coney Island almost feel, you know, in the middle of the ocean.
Getting back to the Aqua Theater, and I thought this was pretty darn cool, was, the Aqua Theater right there at the end of the boardwalk at the stern of the ship. The stage actually lowers to create a pool for the diving shows. Is that correct? Isn't that correct?
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Crazy.
It's actually the largest freshwater pool at sea. And during the daytime when no shows are going on, the bottom of the pool raises up. So it's a flat surface. And then during the show, it raises up and it goes deeper depending on what they're using.
And on each side facing the stage area are these two massive rock climbing walls, too. So it's this really neat ambiance, I should say.
Yeah, especially at nighttime, I did the rock climbing wall as the sun was setting and we're leaving St. Martin. So, I mean, it's beautiful to climb high up and, you know, look out to the Caribbean Sea and, of course, St. Martin when I climbed up. It was an incredible experience.
One thing that Allure of the Seas is known for is their dining options. They have, like, over 20 options. Tell us a little about them, and are they all at a cost?
You know what? It's unbelievable the amount of different dining options that the Allure of the Seas had. This was the first cruise that I did not set foot into the main dining room just because there were so many different places to eat at. Some nights I was dining in Chops Grill, Royal Caribbean Signature Steakhouse, which did have a fee, but the food was spectacular. The service was great. I also dined in Giovanni's Table, similar to Portofino's on some of the other ships that also had a fee, but well worth it. But on other nights, I went up to the Windjammer or had, you know, a hot dog at the Boardwalk Doghouse. I mean, there are just so many different, dining options aboard the ship. I mean, it's, you know, it's a cruise ship where you could just never step foot into the main dining room, which would have been unheard of 10 years ago with some of the older ships.
Catch any of the shows?
I was able to view a lot of the entertainment options that the Allure of the Seas had to offer, you know, with Chicago the Musical, the two different aqua shows that they have, Ocean Aria and the Let You Entertain Me aqua show featuring the Madagascar cast, and also the two different ice shows they have. They have the How to Train Your Dragon ice show featuring the DreamWorks family, and they also have the Ice Games ice show, a Monopoly-themed ice show, you know, highlighting a bunch of the different areas of the ship. I mean, there's just so much to do all the time. Even on this 9-day cruise, I wasn't able to, you know, enjoy everything that the Allure of the Seas has to offer.
You had a killer stateroom on this ship. Tell us about it.
I did. I had a grand suite located on deck 8. Nice. And, you know, Royal Caribbean recently upped their suite perks, so it was nice to have a nice cabin with, you know, two sinks, huge walk-in closet, nice mini bar area, and an awesome balcony.
I understand this was Allure of the Seas' first time in St. Kitts.
It was, along with it being the Allure of the Seas' first time in St. Kitts, it was also my first time in St. Kitts. In typical Chris Arms fashion, I was actually the first person to disembark the Allure of the Seas and visit St. Kitts. So it was a wonderful experience, and as I got off the ship, I was able to meet with the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and did some media interviews down there. But after all that type of fun was done, we actually hired a taxi driver to take us around the island, and, you know, it's a gorgeous island. You know, I've been on 21 cruises now, and I've visited, you know, a plethora of destinations, and St. Kitts is definitely a place that I want to go back to. You know, we drove around the island, and we went to such areas as Black Rock. It's an area with these huge rocks, black rocks, and if you look below, you can see a bunch of sharks, you know, swimming around in the area, and this is where locals used to dump all their trash and extra food. So now it's an area where sharks hang out below, and the rock sculptures and all that type of stuff is beautiful. And this area, you definitely got to visit, and that's where we had our lunch for the day.
If you want to check out more photos of the Allure, go to cruisersconnect.com. Chris Harms, as always, a great pleasure having you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you,
being on your show, and hopefully I'll be back sometime soon.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget, we're on the Stitcher Radio Network, really the easiest way to listen to Cruise Radio and other podcasts. Just go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Stitcher Radio icon. It is a free app.
And while you're at cruiseradio.net, sign up for our instant email updates. Get caught up in all the daily cruise news updates and what's happening around the cruise industry.
And you can get those news alerts, by the way. Go to cruiseradio.net and just fill out your email address in the upper right-hand corner where it says instant email updates. Mm-hmm. From the Cruise Radio Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio. I'm your announcer!
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.